America's favorite brand for dishes presents The Brighter Day.
Do you think I'd hurt Liz if I could help myself? Hurt her even in my thoughts? Do you think I'm making love to you? Do you think I don't want to?
I won't be the other woman in the case, Jerry. I haven't given you the right. Oh, Jerry, where's the truth? Where's the truth?
We'll be back with A Brighter Day in just a moment. Now, here's Leonard Sterling.
You've probably often wondered why every time one person gets a cold, it goes right straight through the family. Well, listen, the way you wash dishes, the kind of suds you use can have something to do with that. That's why we say use Dreft for dishes. Dreft in your dishpan helps protect your family's health as no suds ever could before. Yes, doing dishes with Dreft can help your family stay healthier. You see, public health authorities, doctors, have discovered that germs can breed in dishwater film. Now, if you've seen slightly cloudy glasses, you've seen this germ-breeding film. And even dishes that look clean can still carry this dangerous film that, well, can carry cold germs, flu, even scarlet fever, and whooping cough. But the amazing thing about Dreft is it never leaves any germ-breeding film. That's how Dreft helps protect your family's health. Dreft washes dishes healthfully clean, free of film as no suds ever could before. So always wash your dishes in thick, rich Dreft suds. Give them a hot rinse, the hotter the better, then let them drain dry. They'll shine even without wiping. They're healthfully clean. And by doing your dishes this easy Dreft way, you may actually help cut down colds in your family this winter. So heed the warning of health authorities. Help protect your family's health. Wash your dishes healthfully clean with Dreft.
And now, The Brighter Day. This is the story of Liz Dennis and the men she loves. Her father, the minister, and Dr. Jerry Forrester, to whom she's engaged. Ah, but these days there's also Miss Rose Riddell, whose effect on Jerry we're not quite sure. Well-dressed, pretty, wealthy, happy-hearted Rose. Does Jerry compare Rose with gentle Liz, who makes her, dresses herself, and usually forgets her lipstick? Liz is frightened. Already there have been little frictions between herself and Jerry. The latest was over Thanksgiving dinner. Jerry felt that Rose and her Aunt Mildred might be lonely by themselves at the hospital and asked Liz if she'd mind if he had Thanksgiving dinner with them. So, what could poor Liz say? Today, this late November afternoon, we find Rose and Jerry together. They've left the hospital where Rose's Aunt Mildred is resting comfortably after her operation for appendicitis and have driven far out of town. Now they are parked on a little hill. Listen.
A cigarette, Jerry?
Thanks, Rose, yes.
Thank you. There's a silly character. What's he doing here?
Who?
And that bird. Robin or sparrow or whatever he is. What's a bird doing here in November? Off to Palm Beach, bird.
Maybe he's doing the same thing we are. Just came out to look at the view.
Is that what we're doing? Looking at the view? I didn't know.
The view we're looking at isn't the one out there, is it? You and I, we contemplate the scenery whose vistas are within.
I'd better roll down this wind a little. Full of smoke.
You don't want to talk about it, Rose.
I'm a proud woman, Jerry. I hate situations.
And this situation is not characterized by any pleasantness or decency. We have no taste for it.
Precisely.
Oh, what's changed us, Rose? Way back when we were sweethearts, the word for us was lightness. It was wartime, but our hearts were light. What's happened now that our relationship is tense, that I sit here with my muscles bunched.
Memory is potent, Jerry. I look at you now and I see beside you the girl who danced all night. The girl who kissed the soldier boys goodbye. I'm not that girl anymore. Oh, this is silly. I've been married once. The years have passed. We can't get the years now, Jerry. And we shouldn't try.
Memory is treacherous, isn't it? We try to bring back the youth and the innocence, but youth and innocence aren't innocent anymore. Once upon a time, Jerry and Rose were young, but no more.
Jerry, let's say goodbye. We know it now. You and I are gone with our youth. Goodbye and back to memory.
But what if I can't let it be goodbye? Oh, Rose, I want to be happy. I'm no different from anyone else. And being with you, I feel happy. I come alive with you. And yet this guilt of mine, this feeling of hopeless, helpless wickedness, shame and guilt, and pity for her. And still Oh, Rose, do you know what I'm saying?
Yet you feel ashamed at the thought of Liz. Guilty that you're here with me when it's Liz.
Of course it's Liz. You and your infinite wisdom. Tell me, Rose, should I blow my brains out? Oh, why is this happening? Will it end when we say goodbye? Oh, Rose, do we both want it to end? Tell me.
I've said this, don't you listen? No situation, Dr. Forrester. Stop appealing to my wisdom. I'm no wiser than you. I won't be the other woman in the case. I haven't given you the right to make me the other woman in the case. You're being a naughty boy, Dr. Forrester.
And you don't have the right to say that. Would I hurt Liz if I could help myself? Naughty, you say. Naughty. When everything I believed about myself is falling apart. No, you don't get off that easily, Rosie. Your decency and your honor are slightly suspect, too. You're here 1 foot away, aren't you? You went for a drive with an engaged man, didn't you? You dressed very carefully and you drove where I told you to. And when I said, let's park, you parked.
I'm here, but I don't like it. I never said I'm not human.
And I never said I'm not human. Oh, Rose. Rose, there can't be bitterness between you and me. Look, Rose, let's forget for a minute that I'm Jerry and you're Rose and that a girl named Liz Dennis is with us in this car. At any rate, her sweet and gracious shadow. Forget the personalities.
I can't forget.
This is important, Rose. Tell me what you thought when you first saw Jonesboro, this town I come from, this town where I've decided to live and die. Now, tell me truly. Tell me what you thought when you saw me again. Tell me what you thought when you met my mother, saw the house where Liz and I will live. Tell me what you thought when you met Liz and poor Papa and all the others, and not politely, Rose. You must tell me truly.
You're asking my opinion of the answers you've made for yourself. You're not so sure that they're the right answers. Isn't that true? Well, Jerry, Liz Dennis could be far poorer than she is, and you'd be a lucky man. She could be far plainer. She's not plain at all. And I'd still call you a lucky man. Except that now I know.
Now you know what?
I know that you yourself do have doubts. Otherwise, you'd never be sitting here with Rose Riddell. I hate myself for telling you all this. My Aunt Mildred said she wants to set you up in practice in New York. I said no. Jerry's happy in Jonesboro. Leave him alone. In New York, you'll be rich, said Mildred. Here, you'll be poor. I said, what does that matter? Here's where Jerry really wants to be. But you don't really want to be here, do you, Jerry? Or at least, you're not sure.
I don't know. I don't know.
Or take Lizzie and her troubles. The Dennis family loves you. They make you feel good. They make you laugh. If you were going to laugh and feel good with all of them forever, they'd be right for you. But already Papa's troubles are making you nervous, aren't they? You wonder if you won't have to support the whole bunch of them. Isn't that right, Jerry? Aren't you getting scared about the Dennises? And Lizzie herself, that poor, wonderful, brave, overworked girl. You know, Jerry, I admire Liz Dennis, but I don't like her. She makes me feel inferior. I'm not inferior. I'm very glad I don't have to keep house for a family of seven or eight. She makes me as uncomfortable as a saint always makes a sinner feel uncomfortable. So, where are we, Jerry? Does Liz make you uncomfortable, too?
And until this moment, I never knew I could despise myself so much. Do you know what's happened as a result of your coming to town? My character's been laid open before my eyes the way we surgeons cut. I wanted love, to be loved. And there were the Dennises, so full of love, so full of life. I was hungry for them. There was Liz, so competent, so fresh, so unkissed, her heart and her hands. Why, what a girl is Liz, I thought.
What a girl she is.
And then Rose Riddell came to town, and the house I built out of my need falls apart when Rose breathes on it with her rosy breath. And I'm reminded again that I was offered a wonderful job in New York. I would have money and big cars like this. Oh, there's hardly anything I couldn't have. And 5 days ago, I never knew I wanted them. And most of all, I'd have Rose. I would have Rose.
You want all those things, Jerry? You don't want to stay here? Jerry, one of us has to be honest. Speak. Say it.
I don't know. I just don't know. All I know is that with you beside me, it's you I need. That's honest. That's true. I can't help it. Yes.
And so Jerry tries to look within his heart. And Rose tries to be honest. And what the answer will be, Jerry just doesn't know.
You've probably never realized this, but the way you wash dishes can affect your family's health. So to help cut down on colds and flu in your family, use Dreft for dishes. Dreft in your dishpan helps protect your family's health as no suds ever could before. You see, public health authorities, doctors, have discovered that germs can breed in dishwater film. Even dishes that look clean to you or me can carry this germ-breeding film that often spreads colds and flu. But the wonderful thing about Dreft is it never leaves any germ-breeding film. Dreft leaves dishes healthfully clean, free of film, as no suds ever could before. Try it. Always wash your dishes in rich Dreft suds. Give them a hot rinse and let them drain dry. Dishes shine even without wiping. They're healthfully clean. So heed the warning of health authorities. Help protect your family's health. Wash your dishes healthfully clean with Dreft.
Now, this is Ron Rawson inviting you to listen again to The Brighter Day with Bill Smith and Margaret Draper, brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of Dreft, America's favorite brand for dishes.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.